200 starts. Like, I didn't even know. You're just so on go mode, on race mode, that you just don't even stop to think about these great things and what an accomplishment. I mean, that's incredible.
WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of the great personalities of racing, a national Italian-American Sports Hall of Famer, six-time NHRA Funny Car winner, and the driver of the Bandero Premium Tequila Toyota GR Supra, the one and only Alexis DeGioia. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me, Dane.
Well, it's great to have you. It's great to have you back. It's great to be back. It's great for the fans, the sport, everybody coming back to Route 66.
Yeah, it definitely is. And what an incredible facility. It's my crew chief, Del Worsham's favorite track on the entire circuit, So we're happy to have it back for sure.
When you think about that, you know, from a recon standpoint, and as drivers go, you want consistency, you run well on a regular basis, but each track is a little bit different. So you haven't been there since 2017. Nobody's been there since 2019. No. What, Adele and the guys, what do you guys kind of do as recon to prepare?
In all honesty, we're just kind of running from how we've been doing with the car so far. You know, we don't know what the conditions are going to be like yet until we get there, obviously. But, I mean, the track is straight. so there's that. But all tracks are different in little ways as far as, like, sometimes the groove will take you, you know, in one lane will take you towards the center line or the wall, or some of them have bumps or dips or things like that. But for the most part, they're pretty much the same.
You mentioned Del Worsham, it's his favorite track. That's a good sign, right? Because usually people like things that are good to them and that they've had success at. When it comes to a great track, drivers invariably say what the Coliseum of Speed from a venue perspective, it's great. And for the fans too, the excitement is there. I mean, Alexis, I got to tell you, people are excited to have it back.
Good. I'm glad. Like, we've lost a few tracks along the way and no one likes to see that happen at all. So to get one back is really nice.
So you think about this. I think the first time that I met you was out at Route 66, and it might have been, I don't know, it couldn't have been 20 years ago, but it was a long time ago. It was early on in the career, and now a milestone. You know, this is going to be, Route 66 is going to be your 200th professional event. Talk a little bit about that, right?
Yeah.
You get into it with maybe a non-traditional background and had a lot of success in the sport, and it's 200.
200 starts. Like, I didn't even know. This is the funniest thing is, like, my PR agent said, hey, like, you know, she'll give me like little steps, you know, before we go to the next race or whatnot. And she's like, no, and this is going to be your 200th start. And I was like, what? Really? Like, you're just so, you know, on go mode, on race mode, that you just don't even stop to think about these great things and what an accomplishment. And I'm so proud to be able to say that this is going to be my 200th start as a professional race car driver. Yes, female, but just as a driver, to have 200 starts, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing just to be able to do it. It's a tough sport with all the support that you need. 200 starts, it's great just to be doing it, but you're racing at, you know, some of your best levels right now, second in points.
Yeah, we're doing really well. This is by far our best start to a season yet.
So think about this. You get in there, you get into Chicago. Now, you're a big fan of, you know, of music, obviously, food, things that Chicago is known for. And for the listeners, you know, that they're hearing this, you know, it's great when the drivers can get in, hang out a little bit in the city. They know they've got a globe. They understand that Route 66 isn't like right next to Chicago. But when you come to the city, where do you like to go?
Oh, gosh. I love Italian food. Obviously, I'm Italian. I couldn't tell you exactly the names of places. I have them all written down, but from different tracks, I like to keep a list of good places that I go to. Honestly, I love the architecture in downtown Chicago. The zoo is pretty incredible. The park is incredible. The Italian American Sports Hall of Fame, which I was grateful enough to be inducted into, like, they're just great people to work with, honestly. Like, so awesome. I love it out there. But yeah, if you have any suggestions, by all means, shout out. Give me a shout out on Twitter or Instagram or something, and let me know some places that I should that I should try out.
It's one of the things you can mention it on Twitter. You can probably get a hold of Alexis, but that's one of the things, right, Alexis, that every ticket is a pit pass. And so unlike for those people that are hearing this that may have missed the last few years or maybe new to the sport, right, there's something unique about the NHRA because, right, it's one of those things, the sights, the sounds, the vibrations, the smell, and that opportunity to interact with all your favorite stars, it's there.
Yeah, it's definitely unlike any other form of motorsports where it is the full experience and you've really got to go to a drag race to get that full experience. You don't get it through television. It's pretty cool to watch on television, but you got to see it in person. So yeah, shout out to everybody out there in Chicago. Come to the races. We qualify Friday, Saturday, race on Sunday. There's so much going on there. And yes, every ticket is a pit pass. So you can go back and meet the drivers. You can watch the crews tear down the motors and rebuild them. We'll warm the car up in the pit. I get to whack the throttle during the warm up. So we brought back the whack, which is pretty cool. So definitely come by our pit and check it out. Bandero Tequila. It's a small batch premium tequila. So it's trying to make its way, you know, out of California to other states, but we're growing. It's growing. So it'll be in Chicago in no time.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that. And for the listeners, I know the NHRA has been kind enough. We have an opportunity for listeners to get a couple tickets. So we'll have some information about that as well. And so Alexis, you know, there's a level of expertise and familiarity that certain people have, you know, with certain products. You know, maybe it's round caps with auto parts, right? With Napa or something. But when it comes to you and tequila, talk a little bit about that, right? Because so identified with it. I mean, that's high praise to have them and have them on the car with you.
It is. I'm like the tequila lady out there, I swear to God. But no, it's pretty awesome. Bandero Tequila, fairly, you know, new to the game, so to speak. It's absolutely incredible. I've done some blind tests with some people because it's a silver. So I've done some blind tests with like Patron Silver and Bandero Silver. And people prefer Bandero.
Nice.
I have to say, yeah, they choose that one. And so it's got a great following, but small batch premium tequila. So they're not making a ton of it to be distributed everywhere. But you guys just look online, look on Bandero.com and type in your zip code and you'll see where it's available soon enough. But I've been very, very lucky and grateful to work with Toyota all these years. I was their first female motorsport athlete to be sponsored by, and they're still with me today, and I'm just so grateful, and they're so incredible to work with. So excited about Chicago.
Yeah, there's reasons for that. Obviously the success on the track, but also, as I mentioned in the open, one of those great personalities. You're always bringing not only the fast but the fun with it and all of that festivities, you know, for the fans as well. So Alexis, as we let you go, if you want to give out for people to be able to keep track of whether it's social media or different ways that you're sharing either what it is that you're doing or where you're going, not just for Route 66 but throughout the season, where can they go?
Yes, definitely. So look at my website, alexisdedoriaracing.com, for all the news, all the updates, photographs, anything you could possibly imagine, merchandise, whatnot. The schedule, the race schedule. I've got my own Instagram account. It's just my name, Alexis DeGioia, same as Twitter and Facebook. And I run them all. And then I also have a racing Instagram account. It's ADR DC Motorsports.
We'll have links for it at WGNradio.com. Back at Route 66 with all the big stars of NHRA and back for that 200th event as well, Alexis DeGioia. So thanks, Alexis. We'll let you get back to it and look forward to seeing you at the track this weekend.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, man. Thank you.